Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome into Bartholomew Town's continuing coverage of the impact of COVID-19 here in Rhode Island. I'm Bill Bartholomew. On this episode, a look at some positive news coming out of Central Falls High School with Central Falls special education teacher, Jordana Ruggieri.
Like, it's crazy. I was contacted by a producer in California because of this, the article, and they're doing, it's called a Facebook Live, like Instagram graduation 2020, where Oprah Winfrey is doing the commencement address. And they want to spotlight Central Falls. They're spotlighting only 4 to 6 schools from across the country.
No way. That's nuts. Congratulations. That's incredible.
I know. I can't even believe it.
That's amazing. Well, this is far. We're certainly not Oprah Winfrey-esque here in reach, but definitely try to get, you know, I think Rhode Islanders are looking for these types of stories. So I guess, why don't you set it up? Obviously, you're the special, not obviously, but you are the special education teacher at Central Falls High School. Is that?
Yes. So I am a special education teacher. I also am English certified. So I primarily focus on 9th and 10th grade English with my co-teacher, my wonderful co-teacher. Yes.
And this program, if you will, kind of just, was it an idea that sort of, you know, it popped up one day and you just made it happen? Or was it sort of a conversation that had been going on for a while? Where did it come from?
So obviously we're all doing this distance learning. So every day I meet with my advisory, which is my juniors. And I am the junior class advisor. So I'm fortunate enough to also have my class counsel as part of my advisory. So every day we do check-ins. That's how they do attendance through this distance learning. And it ends up just being like catching up. You know, I don't get to see them all the time now. So just catch up about life and whatever's going on. So we just started talking about we should do something as a school. Like, Central Falls always gets this like bad rap. And, you know, the students are never really shown for who they really are. You know, you might get like the star athlete. They might do a story about an athlete. But overall, you know, the consensus around the state is sometimes a very negative one when it comes to Central Falls, the city, the community, and the schools. So we were just thinking, like, what can we do? And then I proposed to them, I said, what would you guys think about using some of your class funds to give back in some way? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. So I said, well, why don't we reach out to the other classes? So it doesn't just have to be from the junior class. It could be from like the Central Falls High School student body. And we would take money from each of the class funds. So they did, and overwhelmingly every class was like, yep, absolutely, absolutely. We love this. We want to do this. We love this. And which is so, I think that's like the most remarkable piece of it, because many people know Central Falls. It's high poverty, low income. So it's not like, oh, we're going to do a senior class trip. Let's ask parents to all give $50 for their child to do, you know, the trip, or, you know, we want to do this event. Let's, you know, there's a PTO, or parents are giving their children money to fund whatever activity it is. It's all fundraising. And right. Fundraising is very difficult too in Central Falls, because people just don't have the money to just spend on things just to fundraise. You know, I'm just going to buy this to help, you know, this class out.
Buy a cheesecake, yeah, whatever. Exactly. That doesn't work.
So fundraising is like one of the most difficult things that we as like class advisor and the officers that we face every single year, because prom, class trips, any activity is all done through class funds. So it's very stressful. And they donated it and they had no one flinched. They were like, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that kind of speaks to, first of all, I totally agree that Central Falls gets a completely unfair rap around the state by and large. You know, I remember growing up, I grew up in South County, went to Charahoe. You know, we'd have a soccer game or something. You'd have some gym teacher or whatever telling you, be careful, watch your stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of dog whistle racism, classism that I certainly experienced. And then, you know, through even the present where there's, you know, insinuations, well, the school has been taken over and this, that, and the other. And it's a highly unfair assessment and also inaccurate, you know what I mean? Some great stuff comes out every day, whether you're talking about, you know, the computer labs that are going on inside Central Falls High School and some of the innovations there, or just the, you know, the quality of families and people on the ground inside the community. So
they're amazing, and they the resiliency and the compassion that these students have, because I don't even know, you know, that they know what they don't have inside of a school. Like, I don't even think that they realize that, and they're just so appreciative of what they have. That it's, I say it all the time. I say when people are like, oh, you work in Central Falls, they must love you. You must teach them so much. And I'm like, I don't even teach them a quarter of what they have taught me over the years to make me the person I am.
That's incredible. Can you sort of just outline for the listeners exactly what the program and Central Bakery and everyone that's involved and what happened make people smile?
So at first it started with, okay, every class we said, would you guys be willing to donate like $75 to $100? And we said, you know, at first the students were like, let's do Olive Garden, let's do this. And I was like, hey guys, dinner can get really expensive. I don't know how many nurses and doctors are there. We just need to make sure that we're bringing enough food. I'm like, that it's covering for everyone. I said, I don't know with $400 that we're going to have enough to do dinner for everybody. So from there, we decided, let's do breakfast. Breakfast will be something easy. It's more, you know, cost efficient if we do breakfast. So at first they said Panera, and then I thought, like, we have to support local. Like, this, everyone's suffering during this time. Like, let's not go to one of those big companies, as much as I do love Panera breakfast.
Sure.
I said, let's go local. And my son's soccer coach owns Central Ave Bakery, so it just popped in my head, and I reached out to him. I said, would you mind doing this? You know, we want to support a local business as well. It's not going to be anything crazy, maybe like $400 or $500. And then I don't even know, it just a ripple, like people in the school district started to hear about it. Other, there is one, the Calcutt, the middle school basketball team. I got a Venmo from the coach. Here's $100 from the basketball team, the Transitional Warriors, which is a program at Central Falls High School that serves, more of the severe and profound special needs students, and gives them job skills. They have their own program, and every year they use funds to do a trip, but because of COVID, they couldn't do the trip. So the teacher was like, we want to give this money to this. This is awesome. So, and then it just kept going, and people were just contacting me left and right. This is awesome. We want to give money. So we raised close to $1,000.
Wow, that's incredible. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
just the spirit right now, you know, there's obviously a lot of anxiety and depression and confusion, and obviously plenty of people who are physically suffering, have lost loved ones, friends, whatever it may be. But, you know, Dante Bellini, someone we both know well, has you know, borrowed this expression from Elizabeth Beisel, the silver lining, which, you know, is critical to understand. Or celebrate, I guess. And if there's a silver lining in these moments, it is seeing who steps up and, you know, when called upon, who's ready to roll And I guess it doesn't surprise me that the Central Falls community stepped up based on my own experiences there. But, you know, it's just interesting that it breaks that mold again of negative media-driven, oftentimes, impressions that people have of the region.
Yeah, no, and it was just like, especially for the seniors, you know, it was that all this stuff has been kind of taken from them. They're a class that for the past 3 years, we haven't had fields at Central Falls High School. We don't have any home fields because one was toxic and one was tore up and they're redoing. So these are kids that have never had been able to have home games and the community that that brings, you know, sporting events. And just them saying, you know what, this is awful for us. This is terrible. Like, you know, for many of them, they're the first in their families to graduate. This is a huge, huge deal for the families to see their children, their students walk across the stage and they don't get to do that. But they were like, you know, as bad as it is for us, there's so many more people out there that this situation is far worse for. So we can either feel bad or do something. And they all chose, let's do something.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. What was the reaction like at the hospital, you know, on the front line, so to speak?
They were so, they were so appreciative. They, the money that we raised, we were able to provide enough food for all the doctors and nurses on all the COVID units at Miriam. And I guess there was extra for them to bring home if they wanted to.
Nice.
As well. Yeah, that's and they amazing. Said it was all delicious and they were completely surprised and very appreciative of it.
So let's talk about Oprah Winfrey's sudden involvement in all this. You just mentioned this a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Late breaking news kind of lay out what's going on and how Central Falls is going to be a part of a national celebration here.
Yeah, so it was crazy. On Saturday, I received an email from a producer in Los Angeles regarding, I believe it's called Facebook Live or Facebook and Instagram Graduation 2020. It's going to be this multi-hour event streamed on Facebook on May 15th. Oprah Winfrey is giving the commencement address, and it is for all graduates for the class of 2020 across the whole country. There's a Jennifer Garner is one celebrity. I can't remember them all. I know Miley Cyrus is performing, Lil Nas X. There's a bunch of other ones that I'm not too familiar with. But they contacted me and they had seen the story and they said, this is exactly what we're looking for. We want to spotlight teachers and students from the class of 2020. So when I spoke to the producer, and I was telling her the story of Central Falls, she was like, we are going to spotlight 4 to 6 schools from across the country. She's like, after talking to you, she's like, we want to spotlight Central Falls.
Yeah.
So yeah, which is so awesome for them. So yesterday I was contacted by the executive producer and I've been working with him now to get the videos and the footage he needs to spotlight Central Falls High School.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
That's so great. That's so great to hear, you know, because the distance learning has been so challenging. I know for teachers, students, parents, you name it, you know, and you know, even if it's going well, it's been super challenging. So to have a reward to be, you know, in a sense that for the seniors anyway, that must be a nice thing. For the kids.
And especially right now in Central Falls, because the numbers of COVID are going up so high in that community. You know, they are, and it's such a close community. It's square mile. Everyone lives so close to each other that they have to be really careful and cautious. So they aren't, you know, able to really be outside or do any of that stuff. So for them, this is something to lift those spirits that they need.
Big time. Yeah, that's something that is bothering me a lot where, you know, I'm getting pushback on Facebook. I'll post something like, all right, here's the governor said this, or here's some piece of information. And then somebody that, you know, I went to high school with or college with at URI or something will post, well, no, this is a hoax and you guys are all, you know, this is propaganda. It's all nonsense. And it's like, man, why don't you just go sit, you know, outside Jenks Park there in Central Falls, you know, park your vehicle there by the Wyatt. Take a walk around and feel the pulse of that community or feel the pulse of South Providence, 02907, 02908. And I think you'll have a different impression of what's going on. Has that, you know, being inside and being someone that's obviously like a role model to the students, do you feel like, you know, that divide in Rhode Island is playing itself out here where there's not enough empathy for community?
Oh yeah. I don't think it is recognized. Like I say, it's all about the resilience of these kids. For many of the students, you know, whose parents have worked multiple jobs, and for whatever reason, whether they were laid off during this time or whether their businesses have closed, a lot of our kids who had those part-time jobs are now working more hours because they are the sole source of income right now for families. And them maintaining, you know, I have a few of them in my classes. And when I talk to them, they're still showing up. They're still trying to manage everything, but then also manage like the working. And that's a part that's extremely frustrating when I say they taught me, you know, more than I could ever possibly teach them, because I was fortunate growing up. I grew up in Lincoln. I went to Bayview. You know, I didn't have to worry about working while I was in school to help my family. You know, if kids had part-time jobs, it was their parents teaching them responsibility. It wasn't, you know, part of like, we need this to survive. You need to do this to help me survive, and for them to juggle it all. And they're really trying. I have to say, they really are giving everything that they can to this, and they want to do this. So
it's incredible. It really is, you know, no other way to put it. All right, last thoughts here. Where can people find out more about, first of all, the graduation show, so to speak, on Facebook, but then also the work that, you know, kind of if they want to see more detail about the program that you coordinated, so to speak.
The graduation thing, I don't really know. I think it's just on Facebook. I could forward you the link. And then if you have like a site that you want to post it, and then
I'll put it in the group.
I sent an email yesterday with like a story from the LA Times. Like, I guess it's out there. And especially in California, that it's this big. And the producer yesterday said they're getting calls daily from all these celebrities that want to be part of it now. So yeah, wow. It'd be awesome for Rhode Island to be one of the states that's highlighted, and Central Falls, the smallest city in the state.
Definitely.
Amazing.
Well, amazing story, amazing project, and great work. Super challenging, special education, number one. Number two, a school that has, you know, a very high volume of students where English is not their primary language. A lot of diversity of backgrounds, so to speak, that don't parallel what's going on in the rest of the state. So kudos to you, in all seriousness.
Thank you. No, yeah. Kudos to them. Let me tell you, some of them, I'm like, when did you come to this country? They're like 6 months ago. And I said, and you speak this language this well already? I said, it amazes me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine.
I know. Yeah. It's so true. It's so true. It's like completely the opposite of the stereotype that's been perpetuated. And it's so important to break that immediately. You know, if we come out of this crisis with anything, it should be that, you know, the two Rhode Islands, so to speak, you know, we might not be able to bridge that divide at this point, but the recognition that, you know, of what is actually going on, that is something that really should be front and center in everyone's mind.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak to me.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.